Nova Guest List Podcast
with Kieran McGuinness.
The very best in indie, alternative, and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
Yeah, there you go. That is Rage Against Machine on Radio Nova. Sleep Now in the Fire. One of our finest provocateurs. Amazing stuff. Well, the biggest news in Irish music over the last week or two has definitely been Kneecap at Coachella and the reaction that they've had because they played pro-Palestinian messages at the end of their show, and the reaction online, and Sharon Osbourne saying that they took the performance to a different level by incorporating aggressive political statements. But, you know, it's an amazing story. Everyone is talking about it, from news shows to music shows, and it's rumbled on and on, and it sounds like there's further kind of messing going on. But we're very, very lucky to actually talk about it properly. We have our political music specialist, Dave Hanratty, from the No Encore podcast. How you doing, Dave?
Hey, Kieran, how's it going? I just want to start by saying I think it's disgraceful that you play Rage Against the Machine on your show. How dare they bring politics into music? They should be ashamed of themselves.
Absolutely. So look, here we are, you know, so people don't know, Belfast, three-piece rap performance art group, Kneecap. They've had all sorts of blowback since this happened. Where's the story now?
The story is multi-stranded, really, Kieran. I mean, it depends where you want to look at it. I mean, there's talk of the UK police investigating a gig in London that took place last year in which one of the members allegedly said up Hamas and up Hezbollah. There's talk that they've had their US visas revoked. That's actually a lot of fake news doing the rounds on Twitter and elsewhere. They haven't had their visas revoked by the US government, but they have been dropped by their US booking agent, which means they have to apply for new visas, secure a new sponsor, that kind of thing. And yes, you have this war of words as well between Sharon Osbourne and Kneecap. Kneecap and the general media and people online, they put out a statement themselves over the weekend essentially saying that no amount of media spin will stop them from communicating the message that they've been trying to communicate all along, which is that according to them, they believe that a genocide is taking place in Gaza and that men, women and children have been murdered under a vicious regime, and they want to get that message out there, and they won't stop. They're not going to stop. And even taking their US visas away, let me tell you right now, that ain't going to stop them if it happens.
Absolutely not. But so I know what I think about this, but the big argument is that bands are distorting their music by being overly political. And it's really starting to be a big discussion again because so many bands are speaking out. It's on a huge amount of bands' lips, on their socials, on their feeds, that they're standing up against this. The argument is that they're diluting their music. Where do you stand on that?
It's such a bizarre argument because, like, for starters, music, of course, is such a broad church and a massive spectrum. And there's so much music out there and so many artists out there who aren't doing that in any way, shape or form. Kneecap are a political act. They're a political movement in and of themselves. They are performance art. They're arguably more punk than anything else. And again, to try and stifle them is to play into their hands completely. And people can't seem to see that. Take the politics out of Kneecap, what do you have left? I mean, sure, a celebration of the Irish language and a very lively live show, but their entire ideal, their entire brand, if you want to use that word, is built on this kind of thing. So I find it baffling that people say, oh, keep politics out of music. For a start, it's impossible to do that. Politics is reflective of life as it happens in the moment that you live in. So many people's music is about, you know, and art as well, not just music, is about commenting on the world in front of them and what they see around the world. And in this era as well of, you know, footage appearing on our phones every single day, I think it's irresponsible of some musicians to not talk about this kind of thing and not use their platform in the way that Kneecap have. So if you want to keep politics out of music, there's plenty of music out there for you that doesn't go near it. Well, stick to that.
Well, that's a good point. But here's the question, right? And again, I know what I think about this, but if it damages Kneecap's career, if they get dropped, if they never play in the US again, all that kind of stuff, is it wrong? Was it wrong to be that vocal?
I'd argue it makes it more right to be that vocal, if anything, because it shows you a hysterical reaction and in my opinion, it would be an unearned consequence. And again, it will just give them more ammunition. Ironically, it'll make them a martyr to a lot of different people. It will just further their cause. Like people who listen to Nova, and I'm asking this of the listener as well, like, we love metal, we love rock, we love quote-unquote alternative music, don't we? And why? Probably because when we were younger, we were told not to listen to it, that it was the devil's music, it's not for us, you know, stay over here. Like, if you put up a stop sign in front of any act, you make them 10 times cooler, and it's a Streisand effect. You put more attention on them. Kneecap want that attention for several reasons, and one of those reasons is to use their platform in a way that their contemporaries and acts bigger than them are not doing so. So I understand that this particular situation, and any political situation, can annoy people, and, you know, we don't want celebrities getting involved. Like, I don't really care what a celebrity thinks about, you know, unless their politics, in my opinion, are heinous. That's a different thing altogether. But it's about using that platform, like I say. It's about using the stage. And so many acts right now, worldwide, are too scared to say anything. Kneecap are smashing through that fence. You can love them, you can hate them, you can find them obnoxious. They won't care about that. So no, I think their career is going to be fine. I don't think they can be shut down completely. I also think that this project has a lifespan anyway. But I think right now, they're pressing all the buttons that they know that they're pressing, and they're pressing, in my opinion, the right buttons.
Yeah, no, I think that's a brilliant, brilliant point. And I also think to actually stand up and morally say what you believe, whatever that is, you know, if you have something to risk or you're putting something on the line, then that's another level of activism, which is sort of rare and should be admired, I think. Whatever your opinion is on whatever the topic is, putting yourself out there and putting something at risk is an incredible thing to do. Thank you so much for bringing a little bit of knowledge to this conversation. Dave Hanratty from the No Encore podcast, have a peaceful, relaxing, controversy-free evening. And thanks for chatting to us this evening.
I'll do my very best, Kieran, but in fairness, one last thing on this whole point. It's a privilege to have that kind of an evening, and that's what Kneecap are leaning into. Thanks again.
All right, take it easy. Let's play a little bit of Kneecap with Green from Fontaines, DC. This is Nova.
The Nova Guest List Podcast with Kieran McGuinness. The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.